this nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
A late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy.
Economy. Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Morning and happy spring. Finally feels like it around here, I guess. This is, no doubt, this is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. And as you've probably figured out by now, I am not Dr. Gene Hensler. Gene, Bill, and Ted are all out this week for spring break, but we still have a full house for you today. I'm Director of Research, Troy Harmon, CFA, and I'm joined by fellow chartered financial analyst, Mark Bendinelli.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Mark? And research analyst Nick Antonucci.
Good morning, guys.
It's an all-research show, and when we say all-research, I mean we even brought our intern, Corey Woods, today.
Yeah, that was probably a mistake.
We'll see. I guess time will tell. As always, we're here to discuss your stocks, the economy, finance, and what's going on with the financial markets. If you have any questions, we encourage you to email us at drgene@hensler.com just for a little clarity. That's D-R-G-E-N-E at Hensler, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R.com. So, guys, what's going on with the financial markets this week?
Mostly good news in terms of stock news, unless you were watching 60 Minutes, of course. But the S&P has set two records so far this week. The Dow has also hit an all-time intraday record high. It still hasn't closed above that high we saw on December 31st, but a couple highs so far.
Yeah, that's great news. So for the year, then, we're positive again. At one point we were down 7% this year, right?
Was that toward the end of February? Headed for that correction,
right?
That overdue correction.
Yep.
Turns out we're not, up 1.66% so far this year.
Yep. Sounds great. And who's leading the way? As far as sectors go, we got
utilities.
Strangely enough, utilities are leading another market rally.
It's weird. Utilities and healthcare, some of the more boring ones.
Right, yep.
And then some of the more spicy things like discretionaries and industrials, they're kind of trailing the market right now.
Right, yeah.
Where do you see staples down there at the bottom, too?
Yeah, it really is. When you see consumer discretionary and consumer staples both negative, that's a pretty strange outcome. You would usually expect to see staples maybe slightly up with discretionary leading the way, with industrials kind of the more cyclical stocks that would lead a market higher. We did have some economic news this week. Looks like chain store sales came out as kind of a weekly indicator. It was up 3.6% for the week ending March 27th. On a one-year basis, it's up 0.6%, which is actually its slowest pace since the beginning of February.
And guess what they're blaming again?
Let me guess. The weather.
It's too cold. It's just too cold outside to be shopping. And then on Tuesday, we got the ISM Manufacturing Index. This is a monthly reading. We saw factory conditions actually improved and kind of bucked our expectations, because we were kind of expecting a slight decline. We saw production and rebound. We saw new orders rise, but they still remain below what we were seeing at the second half of 2013. And unfortunately, the employment index for manufacturing also fell.
Yeah. Yep.
Wednesday, we got some housing-related news. The weekly MBA mortgage application survey came out, showed mortgage applications fell for a third straight week. On a positive note, though, purchase activity was up, but refinancing was down by 2.9%.
Yeah, I see the 30-year average mortgage was up about 12 basis points. You think that's what's killing this, is still kind of bouncing off the bottom with some mortgages? I'm sure it's not helping much.
Yeah, and that's kind of in line with what we saw with rates. We saw the long-term rates up 9 bips for the 30-year Treasury to 3.64%. The 10-year was also up about 0.08% to 2.8%. They're still well below where they have been so far this year, but they're rising right now.
Yep. Saw an ADP jobs report come out, and it was pretty positive, 191,000 jobs created in March. It's up from an upwardly revised gain of 178,000 in February.
Yep, and then the gains were broad-based across industries and employer size.
Right, yeah. That was probably the best news, is that how broad it was. You know, everybody seems to be feeling a positive at that point.
Yeah, even manufacturing was adding jobs.
Yeah,
services, a lot of construction jobs added as well.
Absolutely. Services were up about 164,000 jobs, pretty much across the board. Professional business services, trade, transportation, all up.
Yep. Good stuff. Factory orders also gained. We saw a 1.6% increase in February after falling 1% in January. You know, it's the shipments of durable goods were revised slightly downward, I guess, so still a little bit of mixed as you dig deeper into the report, but factory orders will take as a gain.
Yep. And then jobless.
We'll call it a plus.
Exactly. Any gain is a gain.
There we go.
Jobless claims, it's a volatile reading, but they were actually higher by about 16,000 people filing for unemployment insurance for the first time. So that's not exactly good news. It pushed the 4-week moving average up slightly, and continuing claims actually popped about 22,000.
Right. International trade, we see a bit of a reversal from what we had seen in previous months, where we were seeing more exports than imports. But that seems to be, I guess, if you will, normalizing, where we're seeing a bit more in the imports and less in the exports.
That's generally what we see in America.
Yep,
we
right.
pretty much always, well, we always import more than we export nowadays, because we're a consumer-driven economy.
Yeah, I think when we were seeing the reverse of that, it was widely based on petroleum, I think.
Sure.
Lastly, ISM services data came out today. Shows that the index climbed mostly back from its February decline, so good news there. Came in at 53.1, which anything higher than 50 is usually a good sign. It was slightly less than expected, but nonetheless it was higher than the previous month.
Yeah. So we're seeing a little glimmer of positives here coming out, and maybe we'll get behind that bad weather, although I think they were expecting 10 inches of snow in the upper Mississippi Valley over this weekend, so a lot of the country, at least, is seeing spring.
Stay out of Minnesota and North Dakota, I hear.
Yes, exactly.
At least until June.
We did have some company earnings reports as well. We see Cal-Maine Foods came out. It seems like the egg business is booming. Company beat earnings by 50 cents. They reported $1.77 after all the extemporaneous items versus an analyst expectation of $1.27,
That's
I think.
Specialty eggs, Troy? So you can, I guess you can attribute that to the push to more whole foods or organic foods.
Right.
I assume that's a free range type
yep.
stuff.
Yeah, and they even raised their dividend 64%.
Oh, yeah, that's
wow.
pretty huge.
And then we saw Apollo Education. Apollo Education is the owner-operator of University of Phoenix. So it's a for-profit school business. Now, when the recession was hitting, this was a business that was absolutely peaking.
You right.
know? I mean, everybody losing their jobs wants to go back to school, learn some new skills. Now, as the economy is starting to gain steam, we're seeing enrollments drop,
right?
Which is kind of what we saw this quarter, right?
Exactly, yeah. And government regulation has been weighing on this company a lot. You still see the company beat earnings, reported 28 cents versus 19, but the shares fell 9%. And I think it's really just more of a projection. Everybody says the stock market is forward-looking, and with revenues declining so bad, you
all
must expect
all these type of companies are having to cut
better.
Their tuition, too, in hopes of, you know, attracting new enrollment, but it obviously hasn't been working for them.
Right. We also saw Monsanto posted higher-than-expected earnings.
What is Monsanto, though?
It's food, right?
Food-related.
It's a food and seed business. They also make Roundup and everything.
Right.
So they're a weed killer and seed builder, I guess.
Yep. Earnings were $3.15 a share versus analyst expectations of $3.07. So we beat earnings there, boosted the company's shares by 1% in the market. We also saw Joseph A. Bank come out with some earnings, said they were slightly weaker as the weather impacted sales.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker. But
exactly.
They're still getting purchased, it looks like, by Men's Warehouse, which is the deal is going to close probably at the end of the third quarter.
Right.
And basically, shares aren't really moving on the earnings news because they already know what the price is going to be.
Exactly. We also wanted to recap a little bit about the first quarter market movements. Nick, you did a little bit of work on this?
Yeah, that's right. So the close of the first quarter marked the fifth straight quarterly rise for both the S&P 500 as well as the NASDAQ. However, it was the smallest quarterly gain for both since the fourth quarter of 2012. So we looked at a few of the indices that we follow most closely and other asset classes just to kind of see where things were after the first quarter. Leading the way was gold, up 6.5%.
Gold?
Yep.
Then is, you that, had, is that based on earnings, you think?
Gold, definitely. Gold, yeah, higher on earnings? All those gold earnings.
Right. We're joking if you don't catch that. Gold really has no cash flows. It's really difficult for us as analysts to determine what the price of gold should be.
Right. And then also playing on what we talked about earlier about utilities having good first quarter, the Dow Jones U.S. Select Dividend Index was up 3.75%, which was higher than the S&P 500, the Dow, and the NASDAQ. And then following just up from that was the S&P Mid-Cap 400 up 3%, and then the S&P 500 up 1.81%. So a lot of positives, a few negatives here and there in emerging markets, which were down about 0.5%, and the Dow actually finished the first quarter down 0.15%.
Yeah, on that utilities news that we had talked about earlier, we saw the Dow Jones Select Dividend Index, which is one of the benchmarks for one of our in-house portfolios, was up 3.75% as well. So decent news there, beating the overall S&P 500.
Yeah, overall pretty good news for all the major market happenings right now, with Russia going into Ukraine, taking over Crimea, and everything
right.
else, the Fed transition that we're watching right now with Janet Yellen taking over.
Yeah, considering everything, the negative news is it's not being totally ignored, but the market is higher, so we'll take it. On that, guys, I think we'll break here for a pay a few bills. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.